When it comes to saying the Shema, it's absolutely critical that we understand what the words mean. This is all the more important when it comes to the names of Hashem. There are those who make what's called a Gilui Das at the beginning of every day because it's difficult to have Kavana. Every time we say the Shem Hashem during davening and brachas, okay, so I'm revealing my intention right now. When I say the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem Adnas, the Shem Elokim, this is what I mean. There are those that do that. Personally, I don't because I think it's an excuse not to think throughout the day. We have to try our best. But either way, this declaration at the beginning of the day doesn't work for the first paragraph of the Shema, for the first line of the Shema, because there it's essential that we have proactive kavana, that we understand what we mean when we say the words. And therefore Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem, which we pronounce not as it's written with the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, but with the Shem Adnas. But the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, the ineffable name, the Shem HaMafayrash, that we mustn't say, according to Rav Shimshal Falahash, means he who brings existence into being. The simple kavana is Haya Hoive V'yeh. He was, is, and will be. That means that everything that exists, Hashem, as the infinite being, brings that into existence. That's what we see. What we say is the Shem Adnos, which means you need to put them together. Shema Yisrael Hashem, where we think Adon HaKol, Master of everything. Haya, Hoive, V'yeh, who was, is, and will be, brings everything into existence. Elokeinu, our God. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Hey says, when you say the Shem Elokeinu, you have in mind that he's takif bal ha'yecheles u'bal ha'keiches kolam. Hashem is omnipotent. He's the strongest power. He has no limits to his ability. All strength that is found in the entire cosmos comes from him. Nothing else has any independent power. Aside from Hashem, everything comes from Hashem. Hashem is the one that gives power to everything that exists in the universe. He's Elokeinu. That's our unique personal relationship with him. Hashem runs the world. Hashem runs our lives, both as part of Klal Yisrael and as individuals within it, with Hashgacha Pratis. He's not just Elokim, the all-powerful. He's Elokeinu, our God. That means that the nations of the world might recognize an infinite God as a creator, but as a sustainer, who guides our lives with Hashgacha Pratis. That is a unique relationship that the Jewish people have over and above all the nations of the world. In fact, the Rosh in Archas Chaim, when talking about Bitachon, says, Livtayach b'Hashem b'chol levavcha, to trust Hashem with all the heart, lahamin b'Hashgachas ha-Pratis, and believe in His divine providence and supervision. And that establishes within us Yichud Hashalim, perfect unity of Hashem, something that will develop over the coming days.